Psychedelic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Biotech, the new soap and sea wash powder, brings you SS-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SS-68. The gleaming new wax finish on your furniture with Fledge. You simply spray it on and wipe. Fledge waxes and polishes instantly as you dust. There's no rubbing required. Give new life to tired-looking furniture with Fledge. Look for the push button aerosol can. Fledge, now only 59 cents.
I feel great. You are my sunshine, my...
A moment ago, you had a splitting headache.
That was before I took a grandpa headache powder.
Grandpa headache powders kill pain, soothe pain nerves, and lift depression. Grandpa headache powders work quickly because their famous triple-action formula dissolves almost immediately. Get the quickest relief of any pain, all pain. Get grandpa headache powder.
Ah, grandpa.
SS-68 presents Homecoming, adapted for radio and produced by Michael McKay. Homecoming.
Are you all right?
Yes. No, I can sense. Well,
don't excite yourself.
Where is this? An ambulance. What happened? How did I get there?
You were in a car, please. But don't worry. You're all right now.
Car, please. But I don't remember any car, please.
You were unconscious for a long time. You lost your memory.
I can't even remember who.
I'm sure you can. Try.
I do know. I'm Sam Bishop, aren't I?
That's right. You see?
But who are you? That isn't a nurse's uniform.
No, it's not a nurse's uniform.
Your leader.
There you are. What else about you?
Aren't you my wife? Aren't you married?
Darling. What's the matter, Sam?
It was so queer. I remember that my name's Sam Bishop. I remember your leader, your wife. But they seem just like names in my head. I don't seem to know any other thing.
Yes, you do. You've been in a coma for so long. As you get stronger, so will your memory turn.
No. Let me out.
No.
Long time since I saw trees, skies.
It is a long time.
How long?
Days, weeks. Don't think about it. We'll have all the time in the world now.
But where are they taking me?
Home.
Home. 15 Cambridge Road.
Good. You didn't ask that time. You knew.
Where did I crash? What happened? Why can't I remember?
Because of the shock. Don't try to remember that.
But how bad was I?
Very bad. Multiple fractures. Skull, ribs, pelvis, dozens of stitches.
Oh. Well, as long as I'm in one piece. I am, don't I?
You'll have to be brave, Tom.
But I... Where are my legs? This street. I've seen this house. I know all this. But I can't remember being here before. She's leading me up a path. And I know this path. No, please.
There's no need to be frightened, darling. I'm here.
But I don't know what's in there.
Where? The house?
Yes.
You'll remember. What colour's the hall, darling?
Blue and white?
Right, first time.
But what colour was it before?
It's always been blue and white.
Funny, isn't it? For a second back there in the ambulance, I thought I was paralyzed. There's no difference. Somehow, being rid of them doesn't seem half so bad. But I thought the whole blue and white. But somehow... Oh, bear with me, Lena.
Of course, Sam.
I'm glad to be home. Really, I am. How old am I?
34.
Where was I born?
Right here, in this town.
Here?
Greenville.
Have I any relatives here?
No, you were an only child. Both your parents are dead. Thank you.
Why? How long have you been married? How old are you?
Yes, I'm 27.
How did I meet you?
I live next door. There.
Well, what was my job?
Office manager. Greenville Novelty Company.
It's a good thing we're living in a bungalow. Couldn't they have supplied you with some sort of runabout, so you won't have to push me about everywhere?
I don't mind.
Well, I do.
Your new legs will be here soon. They're being custom built. Sam, it's nearly time for dinner. I shall cook your favourite.
Favourite? What's that?
You know.
Steak and kidney.
You see?
Steak and... Steak and... I do. I can't remember ever having it before. Why haven't anybody been down from the office to see me? Lena, I know you, Lena. You're my wife. But I don't know you. You're my wife, but who are you? The factory. Tomorrow I must go there. Tomorrow I must go to the factory.
Well, how are you, Sam? Oh, fine, thanks for the city. I hope you don't mind my...
Mine, Sam. Mine. I'm glad to see you. We're all glad to see you. Aren't we all glad to see him? Yes, sir. Good. Now, give him a hand here. Get him there. This way, Sam. Now, give him a hand here. This way, Sam.
Now, give him a hand here. Well, how's it been, Sam, Tom?
I didn't know much about it, to tell the truth.
And you don't want to, eh?
That's right. I'm looking forward now to getting back to work.
Back, Sam? What are you thinking of?
Why not? Wounds are healed. Get my legs soon. Takes me a couple of weeks to get used to them, don't worry.
But Sam, you don't have to worry. You're independent now. The compensation from the crash.
How do you do?
I told Mr. Philly, Sam. He asked me if there was anything we could do. He's been very kind.
I'm grateful. I don't want to live the rest of my life on a pension. When do I start back?
Well, you see, Sam, another man's got your job now. He got married on the train with it. After all, well, nobody thought you'd want to come back.
Nobody seems to have wanted me back.
Now, don't get me wrong, Sam. I mean, in the circumstances.
Wheel me out, Lena. The town hall, the Greenville Bank, the barber shop, the architect. I saw them all. I know. This is my turn. But I've never seen it before. What happened to me? What happened to me? I'm Sam Bishop. Of course I am. Aren't I? What did Greenville look like 10 years ago? I should be able to remember, but I can't.
Lena! Look!
Just 8 weeks. And look at me.
Oh, Sam. Oh, it's so good, Sam.
Dance with me. Oh, everything will be different now. You'll see.
You mean it's going to be the same as it used to be then?
Mr. Smith! Oh, Mr. Bishop. It's okay, Mr. Smith. Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you for a job again. I just wanted to buy a car, that's all.
A car?
Mine was a total write-off, you see. The smash, remember? What's the matter? Why shouldn't I want to buy a car?
Well, no reason at all. It's just that... Well, you see, a driving license can't be issued to you. Your disability rules you out.
Try to say it. Nothing wrong with me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bishop, but that's the law.
I never heard of that law.
Well, perhaps if you go to the mayor, he might... Mr. Bishop, just a minute. Mr. Bishop...
Sick to death of the whole setup.
Setup? What setup, Sam?
The way things are here, you know what I mean. I've been out of hospital 10 weeks now, at least. I haven't been out of Greenville. There's a world out there, and I can't.
Well, that's it.
I'm trying to get a job.
What? Think so, then. You're tired.
Maybe I am. I'm sorry I lost my temper.
Don't worry about it, darling. Let me fill your glass again for you.
You're trying to get me drunk?
Why not?
I would. At least there's one thing I don't have to remember. I'm finding it out all over again. Why I married her. I love her. I saw her love her. Ever since I know her. But I never saw her before. What's happening? There's something that's not right somewhere. What is it?
In this series of programs, ladies, it's our intention to talk to you about biotech and promote it to you for the laundry. Now, we've made claims that biotech will get rid of the stubbornest stains just by soaking. I dare say, like others, you've been a bit skeptical about these claims. And so we've been collecting letters from ladies who use biotech just to quote to you from time to time in order to authenticate our advertisement. And Mrs. Odell from Beechwood, she pointed the tape wrote and said that biotech is a very welcome product for the household. Biotech has a unique quality that it does what it claims to do. Mrs. Dove finished by saying, I have proved your claims about biotech and am delighted with the results. And then Mrs. Rita Stewart of Hunt Stratum Avenue, Littleton Farm Farm, said, we have tried your biotech for all our children's clothes and also white underclothing, and were absolutely amazed at the change in their appearance. And I can assure you, said Mr. Stewart, that I will be a regular user of Biotech. So, buy Biotech for yourself and your laundry.
Lena? What? She's not... Once upon a time, I just got out of bed. Now I've got to put my legs on.
Lena! Are you there, darling?
Now, where the devil are you?
I still say it was unwise to call a general meeting.
That isn't the point.
It's all right. He's completely out. I know sure of that. He's getting suspicious. Mr. Stewart, we want to find out
what are they doing? A whole lot of them. The entire adult population is grieving. Thinking. What's she doing with them? They're talking about me.
We've got to keep it here. That's so. We'll just have to make other plans.
They're not neighbors. They're keepers. What the devil does that mean, Lena? The head keeper? It's a prison. Jailer. Not keepers, jailer. The whole town can't be set up to keep one man captive. This is a prison. What have I done? What is my crime? The punishment. My legs. Have they taken my legs to pick up? I could get away. Long, long way away. It's a long way away.
But where?
Please. Please, I'm mad. I'm going mad. The car, there. There's got to be keys. Oh, thank heaven. Greenville in my life before, never. That's right, to another star. That's Colonel Sam Powell. I went to seek a fortune, Sam. Space. I got it back. I got back to Earth. Here I am now. Earth. Oh, great devil. Lena, why am I a prisoner? I couldn't help failing my mission. I couldn't help failing. I was the first. There are always failures, always.
You're safe now. Don't worry, you were lucky. Once again, you were lucky.
You know, I know the truth now. Your enemies. You'll never get away with this. When Space Command finds out...
You remember then? We only tried to help. Our craft found you in the wreckage of your ship. You were badly mutilated. And diagnosis of your mental condition told us you'd be insane when you recovered consciousness. So we sealed off your past and made a new identity for you. No, don't try and get up. You're all right. You're lucky you had artificial legs this time. We can always give you new ones as many times as you like. We gave you a new environment with a new past.
But why? I didn't go mad. I'm not now.
We went wrong on one count. We underestimated your mental resilience. But we don't know the whole story. You must know this, too. You are not on Earth, as you believe.
You stand there telling me this isn't Earth.
Believe me, we are made the same as you. We learned your language, especially for your sake.
But and everything.
That was made for your sake, too. We had apparatus to probe minds of their last thought. With our knowledge of mental techniques, we could have done one of two things. We could have blocked your past from you entirely, then indoctrinated you with our language and customs, giving you, in fact, a London personality. Lund is the name of our world. But a total substitution would have been risky, as well as being distasteful to our ethical sense. So we took the other course. Those things we could copy, we left in your mind. The rest, we blocked. We made a new background for you. We made a small town. We tried to give you peace, freedom, happiness.
You've got to face it. You said so. I've got to get back. Report to the Alliance.
We don't have starships. Our craft are small. The one that found you was merely a small orbital ship. We have advanced with you along certain lines, but we're only taking our first step into deep space. It would be impossible for you to return.
I'm not a scientist, but I know a lot. I trust you.
And then, even if it takes 10 years, in the end, I'll get back.
Then I must tell you everything, if it will give you peace. You weren't alive when we brought you back to our planet.
What?
Not technically. Your brain and what was left of your body had been orbiting Lund for many years. You'd been preserved in the near absolute zero of space.
How long?
The period is immaterial. We found charts in the wreckage. We've reconstructed your Earth's history of the time when you lived there. You were engaged in global warfare, treating a planet in space as a base. General Powers, your battle on Earth must have been concluded a long, long time ago. Perhaps half a million years.
Now.
Why? Why did you go to all this trouble for one man, a stranger?
No man is a stranger. We saw in your mind memories of your people doing great good.
And you saw the rest, too. The hatred, the suspicion, the destruction.
Every people has its battles, its crucifixion.
You can stop acting. I've got to...
Oh, I'm not acting, sir. I want to be with you.
You can't do it. It's no use. I'm lost. I haven't even got Greenville now.
Do you need it now? Yes. Let me help you. Look out of this window. Look.
That's your city. City of
Lund. Our capital.
It's beautiful. Colors. Pinnacles. So graceful. Never seen anything like it. On Earth, they don't build.
The only buildings on Earth that ever like this are in ruins.
It's a new city. Has purpose. See? Faith and purpose on Earth died 500,000 years ago.
Now I know why these people did what they did for me. They read in my mind, my dead mind, they read the spirit. They knew that a mind reborn into a world like this might fear the power that built it. But how could I ever fear a people who could turn their backs voluntarily on all this beauty for Greenville? I want to go back to Greenville.
Greenville?
Yes. I've got to make a start in this world somewhere, haven't I? What better way than helping to take down the scenery of my set?
¶¶
Now, before you go, I want to say, ladies, a little bit more about Biotech, the amazing new washing product now on the market. You've heard what people all over the country are saying about Biotech. They're saying it is different to any washing product they've ever used before. But amazing new Biotech, the stubbornest stains will vanish. Yes, vanish. Clean away. Just by soaking your laundry overnight in cold water, or for an hour or two in warm water, or by pre-washing it quickly in your washing machine. So, get amazing new Biotech today.
You have just been listening to Homecoming by Arthur Selling, brought to you by Biotech, the new soak and free wash powder. Homecoming was adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.